Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast that critics around this great nation of ours are calling the only good part of this show is when you delete it. All right, cool. Thank you for that. It is a pleasure for you guys to be back. It's a pleasure for you guys to be back here at the show. And for us, it's kind of a pleasure, but it's more of a obligation, right, Brett?
Yeah.
No.
Weekly.
No.
Court ordered.
No. We love
He's
it.
Chained
we,
to that desk, eh?
Yeah. Ankle bracelet. We love being here, and we love doing this show. Welcome to another episode. We have returning champions Brett Saxon.
Hello.
Clark Wilson.
Hi.
And returning champion, we love this gentleman, and not only do we love him, it's Tom Schultz from
Lady. Yay. Yes. Hello, everybody. Hey. Thank you guys for having me back. I appreciate it.
How are you, Tom?
Oh, I'm doing great, man.
Good.
Love being here on the show. You guys are fantastic. I appreciate this.
So are you. And we wanted to announce right at the top, too, and not only that are you here, but the hope is that you're going to be here on the second week of every month.
That is the hope, yeah. Going forward, yes. Yep. Let's do it. It's in writing.
There it is. And so that's
not in stone, but it's in writing.
It's an ironclad contract.
It's in pencil, actually. Yep. But we're that's the idea. I'll be here every second week of the month. So yep. Looking forward to it.
You guys can look forward to that as well. And so we might as well. We have some comments, some listener viewer comments from Twitch.
Yeah.
That directly relate to Tom. So maybe we do a Tom question.
Tom question Let's right off it. The bat. Are you ready?
Oh,
it's kind of a wrestling
it.
One.
I love right. it. Yeah.
What do we got?
It's from our friends Bink Film. And check out their podcast if you haven't, because they discussed this even deeper than we probably will. Uh-huh. This is about, so we don't want to see, we're not stealing their thunder or anything like that, you know, but we just want to ask you, see what you think.
Right.
There's no wrong answer. But if you get it wrong. No. So the question is, what was The Rock's original catchphrase? Like verbatim.
Is this
like,
trivia?
So it's kind of a trivia. It's kind of it's okay. I mean, I wouldn't know.
It's just like when he went by Rocky Maivia.
Yeah, I would say like his original catchphrase would be when he was Rocky Maivia, but I don't think he had a catchphrase at that time unless it was just, hey, tassels on my chest. I don't know.
It is the one that we know, that we all know.
I mean, is it
when he was The Rock?
Okay,
Bink is helping me clarify this. Thank you, Bink.
Do you smell what The Rock's cooking? Is that what they're saying?
But what's the phrasing of that?
Do you smell? Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Okay, so Tom's going with, can you smell what The Rock's cooking? Clark's going,
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've seen the answer, so I can't.
I've seen the answer. Yeah.
Clark might have seen the answer, too.
Maybe. I mean, I'm glancing over, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is the answer, Mr. Saxon?
The answer is... If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah, Clark said it, yeah.
If you smell... Which is, yeah, very...
Well, that's like how his entrance music used to be. It would just be him shouting that.
Yeah,
that was the, I always thought it was like Ken, though.
I did too. I always thought it was
like a very good Nelson topic. Mandela thing or whatever. Where you're
Nelson Mandela.
I can do it only if.
Well, no, the Mandela effect. You don't know what that is?
Yeah, that's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They go into depth in it. I guess there was 3,300 comments on Bing Film's trivia portion of this.
Wow.
On their podcast, so check them out, and they will. They got to the bottom of it on their segment.
Well, I was watching like Raw from the Attitude Era, and that was when he was Rocky Maivia, and he had the tassels. Now, I don't think he did that if you smell stuff until the
when he was part of the Nation.
Domination.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when he became The Rock, then yeah.
Bink is saying that his music had a confusing kind of annotations too. It's that his music had both "Do you smell?" and his shirts said, "Can you smell?"
Right.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
And everybody's right then.
Yeah, exactly. This is why you just stick with like Austin 316 right. And then you just go with that. But
what you do, the move is to like when you start saying something, you just cover your mouth so you're like, smell what the rock's cooking.
Yeah, as long as you just say smell what the rock's cooking.
Yeah, then you nailed it. From there, let's go to entertainment news and comic books of the week. So for some entertainment news, hot off the presses, they've announced that HBO's House of the Dragon, which have you seen any of it?
I have not.
Game of Thrones fan?
So I've had this debate with people at work as far as me not seeing one iota of, you know, Game of Thrones or anything like that, and I'm
jealous.
I'm okay with it.
All for the first time.
I'm okay as far as not having watched it so far. But yes, I've been yelled at about the fact that I've not watched a moment of it. Right. So I'm not familiar, but I hear obviously really good things.
Right.
Multiple times a day.
But you know, the big thing is, though, are you a fan of like fantasy or...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, live your
sword
life.
Sword and board fantasy.
Because I feel like when a lot of people do, and I feel that same way too about some great shows like that or Sopranos, where I am jealous of people that get to watch it from the beginning and see the entire thing. But for some people, that show is just not their cup of tea.
Right.
House of, you know, Game of Thrones. And this one is, you know, House of Dragon, I like okay. But they announced today that even though they're starting season two this Sunday, they are already renewed for season three.
Wow.
Yeah. So what if season two sucks? Then,
well, I haven't finished season one yet, but I know there's like a big battle coming, the Dance with Dragons.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's are they going to stretch that out like multiple seasons then?
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, they totally could do that.
Well,
I know spoilers do.
I was just going to say, like, as far as with all of the streaming services, you got to have a catch, you know, so you got to have something that people want to see.
Yeah.
And that's really, again, with all the fandom of Game of Thrones, that's where it really, like, oh, well, this is going to drive everybody to max. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched it, so, like, you know, cool. But
right, yeah.
There's other things to watch on max, though, too. So.
Yep. So Martin, what's the
George R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin. So he said in a statement, he saw two of the new episodes, and he said, I'm hardly objective when talking about anything based on my own work, but I have to say, I thought both episodes that I saw were just great. And he said,
I'm not going to finish the next book.
Yeah, because he's been taking how long?
He's going to fucking die.
Clark.
Have you seen him? He's not in the best of health.
I think he looks great.
He probably wasn't the best of health when Game of Thrones was coming out, though.
Right.
But he was younger, at least.
Yeah.
But he said the two episodes, you know, aren't finished yet, completed, but they said that when he watched them. But he said, it's dark, very dark, but they'll probably make you cry. He said that he didn't cry, but one of his friends did. So.
Well, that means someone dies.
Yeah, and that means that Clark will definitely cry.
Yeah, Clark's going to be the one who cries.
During the second season.
Listen,
only cry if a dog dies.
That's
about the only thing that will get me.
It's okay to cry.
And that gets me.
Dogs originated from dragons, so, I mean, it's basically the same thing.
That is the same thing, yeah. Yeah, no, Brett's right. From there, let's do some comic book news. My comic book pick of the week, and is still in honor of our guest, Tom Shellstrom, who's a comedian that you need to see, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen him.
It's a Joker comic book?
It is a joke. No, that'd be great, too. But it is written by a comedian, Mr. Brian Posehn.
Ooh.
And Rick Remender, who's a great comic book illustrator and
can never remember his name, though. Wow. Sorry, I'm filling in.
Can you recommend her some books of his
that
I can read?
Brett started off so strong. You know? But this is called Grommets, and it is Rick Remender, Brian Posehn. So right here, here's the cover of Grommets. And Grommet is apparently a title of a skateboarder or snowboarder that is really good, but really trying to do something different of the sport.
Do you know what a grommet is?
What?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think I know what that's the like eyelet on a shoe that you put the lace through.
Oh,
I
nice.
I think that's what a grommet is.
Okay, gotcha. Well, really good story. It's only a 7-issue series, but it is super funny, as you can imagine, written by Brian Posehn, who I'm a fan of his comedy.
He's hilarious.
He's good. So definitely check that out. It's kind of a slice of Americana, if you will, from the 80s, and kind of written right from Brian's childhood. So really good. And surprisingly, this isn't a horror comic book. This is one of my first.
Now, you mentioned horror comic. Yeah. The other night, my internet went out, so I couldn't watch anything.
Okay.
And so I read 4 issues of a comic that I've been meaning to get to. Mm-hmm. The Immortal Hulk from like 6 years ago.
Okay.
And that's, have you read that one?
I don't know if I've read that one.
That's like a horror comic.
Is it?
Yeah. And I'm not like a big, you know, I'm not steeped in the lore of the Incredible Hulk. So thankfully you don't need to be.
Right.
And if you're just like, oh, who's that guy? You can just Google it and find out easily. But yeah, that's a good one. I recommend that one.
Okay, cool. There you go. From there, ladies and gentlemen, let's do advice. This is everyone's favorite segment Ooh. Of the week. This is the advice segment. If you have any advice, comments, or questions, reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That is notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. And so we'll start off with this one. Someone wants to know, she's worried that her boyfriend sees her as a sex maid.
Define sex maid.
Is she wearing a maid outfit
when they have sex?
You're like, define in pictures.
What does she do for a job? Because if she is an actual maid
that happens to have sex,
I mean, can you blame him?
By definition. this woman worries that her boyfriend sees her as a sex maid because he pays the rent and then expects her to do all the chores. So that apparently...
It's like that sign... What is that Seinfeld episode where he's hires that woman to like clean his apartment, but then all they do is end up having sex and she doesn't clean the apartment, but he's still paying for it?
Yeah. I want to do a rewatch of that, of Seinfeld.
All Seinfeld? Yeah, I'll do it with you.
All right, cool. Let's do it. Yeah, let's start it. but listen, if he pays you additionally for that, I say, why not? That's like, if that's a separate role.
He's not
role.
Paying her. He's just paying the rent.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, but if he wants to pay her... For that, for being a sex maid, a job is still a job. Do that. See if you can do that. My voice squeaks.
Yeah. Squeaky today.
No, I feel like she's got, you know, I could see maybe where she's coming from.
Now, again, is it a side hustle? Is she getting paid by him to be a sex maid?
Boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah, just, I don't think exactly, he's paying her at all. Yeah. Other than he's paying the rent. So she's living there free.
Yeah. So I think,
but that's also just a relationship. That's
bingo.
Yeah,
bingo. I think get
but
out.
But they're
your
not
head.
Married. But how long have they been? Oh, well, how long have they been God living forbid, for? Though we might have
to
some common
to live
law.
Together, Clark
might be a common law wife. Yeah, if they've been together long enough.
Right, but I say yes. Get out of your head. Stop.
Well, I just mean because then maybe they'd share an account. So
yeah, that's true.
Mm. Yeah,
which then is totally different. But I mean, I guess if she doesn't work at all, that's a little bit different. But also, again. You have that already in your
wash
head.
A dish like, once in a while.
Yeah, tell him to wash a dish.
Yeah, you should wash a dish once in a while. Yeah.
Then she won't
like
feel
pretend like,
it.
Like he's doing something.
Right.
I guess
there you go. That's perfect.
I know it's a real convoluted kind of question.
Yeah, I don't have enough information to go on here.
Well, you know, listen, we never do. It's
you
just
said
taste.
Sex maid, and it, like I can't. Yeah, care. I have trouble like coming up with anything. Yeah,
that's all you've heard is sex maid.
We all just went to one area in our brain. We're like, well, I mean, it's not that bad, right?
We're not dudes, right? Are they humping?
Next person writes in says that their dad insists on lectures that drive the teens of the house away. So a husband is so adamant about his duty to lecture their teens into adulthood, that the kids are now avoiding him completely. I say, look on the bright side. You found a way to basically...
Get some alone time.
Yeah, get alone time. Yeah.
Smart kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Brett, let's say you're teaching a lecture for kids into adulthood.
Yeah.
What would your speech, your go-to speech be?
Oh, mine would be... As soon as you turn 18, on this day, when you turn 18, you are now an adult, and you are now my sex maid.
I was going to do a sex maid joke.
To your children?
Wow, Brett.
I guess, you didn't just say teens. You didn't just say teens, so then it had to be his own children.
They're adults. Yeah.
You're doubling down.
I was like, I was the dragon.
From there, let's go to TV. This is the TV section of the week. Tom, what are you watching?
I just got into the Vice series because, again, wrestling and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Who Killed WCW.
Okay.
So going back, the deep dive.
Well,
in the old days of, you know, especially the Monday Night Wars and stuff. Mm-hmm. Who was really the culprit that finalized, put that knife in the chest?
Eric Bischoff.
There's going to be
like, end of story.
Pretty much by the time we get to the end of this, because Eric Bischoff, the first two episodes, has been basically the prime person in this docu-series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, I saw a clip of Bret the Hitman Hart
talking about it. Yeah. They kind of just jumped over it because it was like his intro. We were just like, just a bunch of fuckery or whatever. I don't know how he exactly said it, but it was basically just everything was run by morons or whatever. You know, and typical old man, curmudgeon, Bret Hart, he's going to say that kind of stuff. But that's what I've been watching. Cool. It's just a couple episodes so far, but, you know, it's in the same kind of vein that Vice has been doing, like Dark Side of the Ring or even like the Tales from the Territory. So,
and I'm just starting Dark Side of Comedy from Vice, which is really good. And apparently they've had like 3 or 4 seasons of that already.
They have. Wow. I haven't made it through the first season myself, but I know the Andrew Dice Clay one is very controversial as far as how they portrayed him.
Yeah.
And basically just not making him into looking like a complete misogynist. Right. Which
he's not. That's a character.
Yeah, and a lot of people were very offended by the fact of like, well, how can you not portray him like that or make him that way? I'm like, well, if you don't see it that way and you know, as you know with TV, if you present it in a certain way, people are going to make their own opinions. And so, and
from what I've heard, that people that know him, that really know him, that are his buddies... they say that he's actually like a sweetheart of a guy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that was just so, he went so far off in his character where it's like so misogynistic and all that, that it was like completely a joke.
Right.
But, you know, who knows? But yeah, that's cool. I want to check out, I would check out that too, you know, just because Vice is sneakily becoming one of the best, like,
they used to have a great show on there, the pizza show, where it was a guy who would go to different pizza places to get pizza. It was so good.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It had 2 seasons, then I don't think they ever brought it back.
Yeah, they've had a lot of good shows that they just drop too quickly, though. It just seems to be Vice's thing where it's a really good docuseries, and then they just drop it. I mean, it's all kind of the same vein, but yeah, I feel like they do
a lot.
Well,
I can't imagine it was because of budget, because this had to have been like dirt cheap to make.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was one that I started watching. I haven't gotten all the way through, but again, through Vice, where it was like basically Abandoned Places or whatever it's called. But this was from like 2017. I just discovered it a few months ago. But I mean, they're like old malls going through like Ohio and the Rust Belt and like all these old factories, St. Louis with some old schools that they have. That
that's cool.
Basically, they just let go and just go into disrepair. I'm like, geez, like.
They have schools in St. Louis?
Barely. Barely.
What are all these Vice documentaries on?
I was just going to ask that question. The same exact question.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay.
I don't know if they have their own streaming service.
I've been watching a lot of them on Hulu.
Yeah, that's where I normally find them is on Hulu. And I don't, because I don't think you can find them on any of the other streaming services.
No.
They have their own channel. They have their own channel.
Yeah.
It's on DirecTV
for
sure.
Cable,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure if you have like Comcast as a service or whatever you or view
the dish,
you can find it like through just searching their options.
Vice,
I don't know.
Vice Pizza, Vice School, Vice St. Louis School.
Clark, what are you watching?
Well, House of the Dragon. I'm almost done. Season 1, just in time for season 2. It's fine.
I gotta catch up.
And Dark Matter. I'm caught up through that.
Ooh, I haven't started that yet.
Wait, that's on?
Yeah, ooh. I've talked about it like a couple of times, yes. Brett. You always zone out. Well, the first 3 episodes of Dark Matter are kind of slow because they're like table setting.
Brett's playing Minesweeper.
And then I think there's been 4 since those first 3, and the last 4 have been really good. So I give that show a good.
Oh,
even though I know it's going to happen because I read the book.
And so you finished it, or you're just up to?
I'm caught up. I think there's like 2 more episodes.
So 10 total? I'm bad at math.
I think it's 9, like,
okay,
weirdly.
Wow. Gotcha. Brett, you watching anything?
Yeah, I'm still on... I'm taking a break from Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Because I realized... Clark warned me of this. There's like 6 seasons. I'm going to be starting season 3, though. But I'm getting through... I want to start House of the Dragons, but I'm getting through Beef.
Oh, it's What's for Dinner.
Bit, yeah. And that is... When I watched a movie, too, we can talk about that another day, though. We haven't done movies yet.
We can talk about it today.
Oh, we can talk about it today. But yeah, Beef's been good. Beef's been good.
Is that a transition right there? Like,
let's talk about movies. Next. Really quickly, I've been watching The Boys, season 4. Came out today.
That's out.
Yeah.
So how many dropped? Two?
Three.
Three?
So I've watched the first two. Good. I'm giving them a solid good. I like it. Yeah.
Was it better than last season? Because the last season was kind of bad.
So far it is. It's coming off at a good clip, and yeah, I'm really digging it. So there you go. Check out The Boys. Good. Let's then, from there, ladies and gentlemen, we like to do a thing on the show where we try a new product. We like to do it almost every week. We consume it. We either drink it or eat it, and we let you know if you should try it.
Or inject it.
Or inject it. We haven't done that yet.
Rare occasions.
I guess we're doing that this week.
Not enough syringes to go around, actually.
Yeah. We got one needle. Sorry, bros.
It's great to share hepatitis, too, right. So it's fun stuff.
The gift that keeps on giving. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the taste test, and welcome to it. Yeah. So this week, Clark, what do you got for us? Clark is backing up slowly as we're all waiting on bated breath. He's got a Target bag.
Bated.
Although I did not buy it from Target.
Okay.
He used that to trick us.
Right.
Yeah.
To fool us.
Tricked me.
It's Cheetos Flamin' Hot. Cajun cheddar.
Yes. Whoa, wow. Nice.
Okay.
I've been loving the new Cheetos flavors.
They even have a fleur-de-lis on there.
Nice.
So that you know it's from New Orleans.
Right.
Fleur-de-lis.
So this is Cheetos Cajun Hot, right?
Flamin' Cajun. All right. So
take as many as you want.
I'm going to grab...
Although don't take all of them.
A couple few. All right.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
All right, thank you. All right, look at this bag. This is perfect. All right.
It's a good smell. That's already a good start.
One singular?
I always just do one.
I mean.
Dangerously cheesy in the Big Easy.
Well, that's why I only do one.
Is that their tagline for this?
Yeah. Because it's Cajun.
God damn. Like, I don't like that
part. You
didn't
even have it ready? Yeah. This is just going to taste like Flamin' Hot Cheetos with like mostly some Old Bay or something. Although that's more like Maryland.
I'm looking at a lot of good reviews. People are seeming to like this product. And I've been loving the Cheetos flavors. And so
Brett already ate one.
Oh, Brett.
No.
Brett. All right, so let's throw.
Always gives me up.
Hey. Let's throw them up.
Cheers.
All right, cheers.
Pour one out for one's Cheeto.
Okay. Again, try to crunch directly in the microphone.
Oh, that is spicy.
That is spicy. Ooh, good aftertaste.
Yeah, I like this.
But I'm getting more of the Flamin' Hot.
Yeah, it just tastes like Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
They do, yeah.
It's got a little more Cajun in it.
So what does that mean?
I'm not too familiar with their Flamin' Hots because, you know, as a straight, like, deep white man here, like, it's all too accentuous for me, if you will. That's not even a word, but we're gonna go with
it. I like it.
But this is pretty good. The initial taste kind of like a spicy bugle, actually.
Yeah.
So
I mean, really, the only Cajun ingredients I see on the list are just red bell pepper, green bell pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Not really gonna make it more all that spicy.
Well, that's usually like Cajun food. You do like the peppers, onions. Whatever the Holy Trinity is, so peppers, onions, and celery?
I don't know.
Well, Brett, what do you think initially?
I'm going good.
You're going good?
I'm not a spicy boy. I'm like Tom. You know, I'm Midwest, very Minnesotan, like my starches. But I'm going good. They're better than the, what are the other ones? Hot one? Flamin'? Flamin' Hot just burn your tongue off.
Right. This is burning, man.
This is burning me,
now, a little bit.
This is going to hurt later.
So I don't necessarily like a lot. See, for me, I like flavors, like spices, but like the fake.
But nothing overpowering.
Yeah, but like too much. Like that's why I always kind of avoid a Flamin' Hot anything because I always feel like it's just like it's too many like the artificial stuff too. Yeah. But
it's too much.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, not good.
Not good.
Is that a thing?
Amazingly, there is no Oh, wait, there is Red 40 in it. They need to get rid of that shit.
Joke's on us.
Yeah.
Somebody like, this can just be a normal color. They don't need to put Red 40 in here to make it like some sickly looking red orange.
When do we do our cancer episode?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Somebody wrote, got them out of curiosity today. Tastes like the chicken cup noodles. How do you pronounce that? Maruchan?
Like ramen?
Yep. So those chicken cup noodles powder with a kick. I think it's just like Flamin' Hot.
Yeah. It's, now, there might be like a, like if you gave me a bag of Flamin' Hot now to like compare, I could probably taste a difference.
I don't know if I could.
It's not significant enough.
Yeah.
So
because of that, I'm going to go not good. Not enough difference for me. Yeah.
Oh, that's your hang up?
Yeah.
I still think it's good. It's the same price. So if you just want something different.
Yeah, that's true. So you're going good.
Yeah. Tom, I love Cheetos.
Tom Chilstrom.
As far as this flavor and stuff, it's actually pretty decent melody of flavors. I give it a good. Oh, yeah. I might actually go buy a bag of these. So
quick question. Wow. Are you guys into the idea of us starting a band called Melody of Flavors? Please.
What genre?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, is this going to be like Best Friend Tom-esque or no?
Could
like,
be, yeah. What, ooh, yeah. What genre? What genre?
Are we going pop punk? Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's acapella.
Son of a bitch.
Acapella punk. All right, from there, let's do some random news of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Random news. We'll go right into Guinness World Records. Lately, we've been talking about our man, David Rush.
Not the band.
But he is a gentleman, David Rush, who's been trying to break as many Guinness World Records as he can to beat out another gentleman who already has the record for the most Guinness World Records. So that's his mission.
Or tie him.
Yeah, he might... We're kind of convinced, right?
That he
might.
He'll claim he has the most, but he'll be co-most.
Don't do it, David.
That would be kind of classy. So we're thinking that David Rush, what he might do is he might get up to the record of records.
And call it quits.
And then call it quits so that he doesn't take away another guy's.
Right.
And that would be classy.
Because I guess if you get that record, then that gives you the record. But if you're a co-record holder,
you can both share the glory.
Yeah. You both get the gift certificate to Chili's.
You both get fired from Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Topical. So serial record breaker David Rush returned to his juggling roots to retake the Guinness World Record for most juggling catches while on a balance board. So there you go. Blindfolded.
Blindfolded.
Yeah.
You keep adding more caveats. Yeah. On one toe.
Yeah.
That's how you get all the records, because you just make them all up.
Yeah. With this hair on fire.
Yeah, I balance it with only one foot. Yeah.
Missing an arm.
I'm blindfolded, but somebody just keeps putting a golf ball out there. I'm just swinging at the golf ball.
Wait a minute. Missing an arm? Did he purposefully cut off an arm? Yeah. Did it real quick, and then they reattached it?
Severed limb and all, man. Holy shit.
So Rush was the original holder of the record after his initial total of a 77 beat the GWR minimum of 50, but his record was later taken by another juggler who managed 159 catches before losing his balance. Yeah,
man.
I've always been jealous of people that can juggle, which is weird, but I see it and I'm like, that's something I really wish I would have spent more time on. I really do.
Good hand-eye coordination.
Of all things in life.
Yeah.
Of all things in life.
I've always just thought it looked so cool, and when people can do it well, they do it so effortless.
The ladies would have thought you were super cool.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
No lady.
I regret that I was not a famous juggler. But Rush retook the record with 1,316. And then the same rival, took it back with 1,717. So this is the backstory.
Who's the rival? Do we know?
They didn't name that person.
Not
on
Silvio
this
or whatever that guy's name was?
Not Silvio Saba. But Rush has now claimed the record for a third time with 2,346.
Whoa, he way one up
there. Yeah. Again, this is blindfolded?
Yeah.
Fucking bum rush.
Yep. So it is his 175th. Held Guinness World Record, and he is closing in on the goal of 181, which is from Silvio Saba. And we're actually, in honor of this one, Brett's going to try juggling for the first time tonight.
Yes.
With knives.
Give me
and no arm. But yeah, there you go. And then actually, so I did two stories because David Rush broke two records this week. Ooh. So we go to another one where David Rush saw the culmination of years of efforts, where he did the most juggling catches in 1 minute while on a balance board, not blindfolded. So, so one
the
with
same thing he took the blindfold off?
One with and one without.
Like, oh, fuck, I dropped that one, so off goes the blindfold.
Or actually, no, I take it back. This was still blindfolded, but in 1 minute. So he changed it. So he did one where it was the most he could do until and then he did one that was just a minute. Because we had been kind of talking and speculating that his method was to get almost two a week, was to do one blindfolded and one without. But this one is both blindfolded, but one was just going as long as he could, and the other one just a minute. So he's,
what, juggle as fast as you can in a minute?
Yep. Yes, sir.
It would have been a lot cooler if it was just with, while smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Right. That would have been cooler. Yeah.
Or crack pipe. Teach your kids a good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Crack pipe. Yeah. Sponsored by crack.
Crack.
Big crack.
Big crack. Rush said that he initially applied to try the title 5 years ago, but the Guinness World Records officials denied the application, noting that its similarity to the previous title. That's what we were just talking about, of the most consecutive juggling while on a balance board, blindfolded. But they eventually said that they would reconsider the decision if the pre-existing record surpassed 1 minute or reached a significant number of catches. So there you go. So when he spent more than 6 minutes on the balance board and made 2,000.
Well, it had to have, 2,000 of them.
Right. So there you go. It sounds like to try and do this one, he had he really had to have a lot of balls in the air. No?
You could just left it.
Yeah, why don't you just say balls?
How do we segue out of this show and out of my life?
So the record application was finally approved, and Guinness set 250 as the goal to beat, to be the first holder
of
the record.
Wait, what did the Guinness... Wait, so what did he get and what did Guinness set?
Well, so I didn't get to what he got, which is leads to my question. So Guinness said if you... They set it at 250 as the goal to beat.
Okay.
So my question to you guys is, what do you think he got? Did he beat it, 250, in a minute?
I mean, sure. If the original record was like, it had to be 50 catches in a row blindfolded, and that was whatever arbitrary amount of time, I mean, and then now they're saying 250, I don't know, 300?
I imagine it's hard to keep breaking that because you're timed.
Right.
Yeah, and also 250 catches in a minute, that's
a lot.
Yeah, but you are throwing like three balls at once.
Yeah, like I mean
he's throwing six. Do you know how many balls he was throwing?
You know, it doesn't mention how many balls he had. Yeah.
I mean, I figured three is probably like, that's actual juggling.
Yeah, that's like the normal amount.
Not like doing like the shitty like one-handed and stuff, right? Like
three in one hand.
Yeah, no.
Seven in the other.
I mean, yeah, just remember.
It's Yogi Berra or Johnny Bench, because he used to be able to hold like 10 baseballs.
Yeah. Really? Oh, wow. Huge mitts.
Ooh, Johnny Bench?
Yeah.
Catcher for the Cincinnati Reds.
Mm. Oh, that was
did
my first guess.
Catches mitt at all?
Yeah,
no, I barehanded it like old school.
Well, so Rush managed to do 437 catches.
That's our boy!
So there you go. David Rush.
In a minute?
In a minute. That was his 176th held record, concurrently held Guinness World Record. So he is closing in.
How many is he behind?
So 181 is what he's got to
beat. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he's getting close. So hopefully in the next
not
month
too
or so,
long.
Should we get him on the show?
Should try.
Does he have a job?
This is his job.
That's insane. Who's paying for him?
He got $100 for doing that.
He's got a...
that's why he's doubling down.
A GoFundMe page. Yeah.
Please help me Patreon. Reach my goal of reaching all these world records. Well, you'll go down in history. But yeah, so, you know, I don't have a job, guys. Homeless.
Finally, let's do movies. This is movies of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tell you some movies that you should check out or stay far away from. Tom, have you seen anything lately that you're into or have a favorite that you always go back to?
God, what was the movie I tried to watch the other day that was just insufferable? Ooh, Hulu is, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them that are just real, real bad. There was literally one I could
have on Hulu. Been. Now, if you had said Tubi, I'd been like, yeah, I think that's the point.
Hulu's got some bad ones.
Hulu does have some bad ones. I couldn't even remember the name of the title and stuff. But also, if you really want to find some like just terrible, awful movies, Amazon Prime also has just some.
They do, yeah.
Tons of B.
Like B, C level fucking just terrible trash out there. I can't remember the name, but yeah, it's, you know, avoid some of the ones that say sitcom or comedy or whatever mm-hmm. for movies on Hulu, because it is a real clusterfuck.
There you go.
Yeah, sorry.
No, sorry,
swearing's against the rules.
Yeah, we're going to have to edit that out.
Oh,
note to editor.
Oh, shoot.
Clark, see any movies?
I watched a noir movie.
Okay.
I meant to watch the movie Brett's probably going to talk about, but I did not get around to watching it.
I'll hold off then.
You can talk about it. You don't need to spoil any of it. But I watched The Glass Key, which is based on Dashiell Hammett book starring Alan Ladd.
Mm-hmm. I've seen this one.
Okay, it's a good one. I mean, it's not great, but it was solid noir.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah. There you go. That's awesome. It's funny. Just the mere some movies you just mentioned, and I want to rewatch again too, because I remember watching that and really liking the time I watched it.
Was it pretty transparent though?
Wow.
Do you feel good about that?
Small politicians.
I mean, honestly, do you feel good about that?
From nobody. Nobody gave me any.
Well, that's the whole point of the title, The Glass Key, was like about being like transparent.
Right. Oh. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. About what? About their life?
A key to the house or whatever. A key to a house. They mentioned it. I forget exactly what it was.
Wait, so just that the key is transparent?
Yeah. Well, it made of glass, so I don't know like if it shatters easily.
You have to watch this now, because I feel like this is not sounding right.
Brett, what did you watch?
I watched... You want me to give it up?
I do.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit. I watched Hitman.
Ah, me too. This is perfect. We can talk about this.
We can spoil it for Clark.
We can spoil it, yes.
Sorry, Clark. He dies.
Yeah, they all die, yeah.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. No, just kidding.
Brett, you better be careful, because I am ahead of you on House of the Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Duly noted. Duly noted.
So Hitman is the Richard Linklater direct-to-Netflix movie, co-written by Glenn Powell and starring Glenn Powell. I've said in the past, I don't know if I'm sold on Glenn Powell as an actor.
Yeah, all I've seen him in is Top Gun Maverick, so I have no idea. Like, he annoyed me in that movie.
And he does that here, to me. That's how I can describe his performance, where I was like, 2 hours of this guy? I don't know. It's so weird to me. And he's kind of doing like a Matthew McConaughey impression during it, which Richard Linklater did notoriously find McConaughey in Dazed and Confused and kind of set his career going off on the trajectory that
all
it did.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah. But Brett, what do you think of Hitman?
Oh, he's an old man too. He's 35. I didn't like it. I liked parts of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess it wasn't what I expected. I wanted more action.
I thought
it was
going to
be more action, and it was more of a rom-com,
right.
in my opinion.
But, it really was. And Richard Linklater does a lot of more talky movies, and so it was a lot of that. So heavy.
Which it wasn't even good talky. It wasn't good talky at all.
It wasn't good talky, but it was a lot of talky.
Yeah, a lot of talky. It wasn't on a walkie.
Were they walkie?
Either.
Yeah. Were they on a walkie?
A lot of walkie-talkies, but not a good talkie-talkie.
I agree with you.
Is it sexy?
There's some sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the lead woman is, or the lead actor.
Yeah, I was going to say, she looks sexy, very beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people love Glenn Powell. I think he's a dreamboat, because he's just in that movie with our homegirl, Sydney Sweeney, who we're big fans of on the show.
None of us have seen that movie.
Right.
So stop asking me what that's called.
I mean, that's already like on like...
that's on Netflix.
Anyone but you or something like that.
Yeah. Dang. So I agree with Brett, and I'm going to have to go Hitman. I'm going to go Not Good.
I'm going Not Good, too.
Yeah.
Man, even look at that cover.
Should I even bother?
That's such a tease on that cover. I'm showing it on Twitch here.
I mean, when you say
Hitman. Does that even have macro? That's going to be blurry as shit.
I mean, even with the name of it being Hitman, I always still had to revert back to the wrestling roots of Brett the Hitman Hart. I'm very confused now.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Well, Brett asked me like what other movies Richard Linklater did, and I immediately said Dazed and Confused.
Yeah,
I was trying to think, and then it's called Bernie with Jack Black.
That one's great. Yeah,
and then
Slacker.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mention that one because that's like an older one.
Yeah, but
he did that movie Boyhood. Did you hear about that one?
Oh yeah,
we filmed it over like decades.
Yeah,
I was trying to tell Brad. I never saw the Before Sunset, After Sun. I never saw those.
That trilogy.
I remember
yeah.
you always saying they're so good.
They are really good. Yeah, okay. But again, it's like very talky.
Yeah, like all dialogue.
All dialogue. I also saw a good horror movie called In a Violent Nature, which is brand new.
And I've heard actually, of this.
You have heard of this?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a lot of people are saying because it's, you know, it's from the perspective of the killer. Serial killer. Yeah. And this killer, like a Jason-like killer, comes back from the dead and he goes around killing these young
Does
adults.
Does he talk?
No.
Okay. So it's just breathing?
Yep. And
you get like first, I swear in Jason movies, there are like from his perspective.
Am I
dreaming that up? No, I mean, Shaw would know.
I totally agree. And the thing is, and it, you're right. They
so
do.
So there's
that.
Nothing new here.
That's what I feel like. But they're just because it's so much of it. There's long periods where you're seeing the killer walk through the woods, and you're seeing his back as he's walking through the woods, and it's really artsy and done.
It's not all POV.
No, none of it's POV really.
Oh, okay.
But it's done through his kind of perspective is what like a lot of people are saying. Because it's you're watching him go on this journey to find these people to kill. And the kills are crazy. Like some of the most brutal ones. Yeah, that saves it. And it's co-produced and created by IFC Films and then also Shudder. So it's going to be on Shudder later this year. So I give that one. And some people, it's an elevated horror film. Some people hate that term because it's taking the genre in different ways. But I think it is more the same. But still, I loved it. And so I'm going to go against the grain and go, good. Check it out.
Oh.
Good. In a Violent Nature. I'll tell you what else I'll give good. And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. This episode of Not Good. Thanks for checking it out. Tom, thank you for hanging with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you guys for being accommodating and change the day of the week. So
yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll make sure that the second Wednesday is always available then. At least going forward.
Yeah. Well,
Clark, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Wednesday's fine. Tuesday's
fine. We'll switch. Yeah, sometimes the days might switch. Yeah. Yeah.
We did a show last week at like midnight.
We did, yeah. That was one of the best ones too. I feel like surprisingly,
when you're all just really drunk
because we were sleepy.
We were all sleepy. Thank you, Tom. You got any new shows coming up or anything you want to talk about?
No, I'll be doing some wrestling stuff the next couple weekends down in Iowa, Waterloo, with Absolute Pro Wrestling this Saturday, mm-hmm. and then. The 22nd will be at in Algona with Absolute Pro Wrestling doing.
Where is that? Like, Algona. Is it streamed on YouTube or?
That will be on the Prentice Wrestling Network. If you want to go out there on YouTube and check it out,
okay. Cool.
So you can hear Top Shelf Tom Chilstrom on commentary and doing all that Top Shelf shenanigans there, making my broadcast and commentary partner Badger Calhoun.
Do you have a gimmick? Like, do you wear like a bandana or something?
No, I just try to be like this guy. Just turned up to like 12.
Just yourself.
There you go.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah,
cool. Well, check that out. And Clark and Brett have. Thank you guys both for doing
You're
the
welcome.
Show. And you guys have a company. Notoriously, it's called Blark.
Yeah.
So you can check it out, blark.com. And you guys have been doing something for a while now, almost a year, where every week consecutively, you've come out with a brand new product. And what do you have for us this week that people can purchase?
It's been pretty wild.
Yeah, Brett, why don't you tell the people?
So we have these things that you put on your eyes, right?
Yeah.
Put them on your eyes, put them over your eyes.
An eye mask.
And it helps you see better.
And they're in the shape of a key?
Yes.
They're shapes of keys.
Clark brought it home. There you go. That's great. All right. Check that out and purchase those. And we will see you guys in a week. And special thanks to Nalo and the Unis, of course, for great music, as always. And we'll see you in a week. I love you.